What are you doing here? You are trespassing. The dog continued to snarl, and Gloria was trying to suppress her sobs. My voice was cracking. I cleared my throat. We are making our way to the city. We didn't realize we were trespassing. We're very sorry, was all I could manage. The gruff man was tall. He was dressed in a black, dirty military-style uniform. Not good enough, he replied as the other men moved closer, forming a tight circle around us. I could smell the men now. A wave of nausea swept over me at the stench of unclean, unwashed manhood and the sickening stink of the dog. The men were of all ages. All were unkempt, and all were wearing what appeared to be dirty uniforms of various kinds. The boys behind were also unkempt, with each wearing matching grubby polo shirts and shorts. The boys' faces were dirty, and their bare legs revealed cuts and bruises and scabs where wounds had attempted to heal. I felt Gloria fall closer against me as the men paraded in front of us. The dog which had attacked now sat beside the gruff-voiced man salivating, snarling, and obviously eager to attack again at any given moment. Suddenly, the man drove his spear through the snarling dog. It whimpered and then rolled over onto its back. The man withdrew the spear and then sunk it again into the twitching belly of the animal. You are trespassers, he snarled as he withdrew the spear with a flourish from the now lifeless dog without once taking his eyes from us. Gloria and I recoiled as we watched a callous act. But it's true, I managed. We simply followed the path and found ourselves here quite by accident. We didn't mean to infringe any rules or rights. I felt my voice quiver slightly and made an effort to maintain as upright a pose as I could. Bring them in, the gruff voice addressed the other men.